So, hello. It's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. And here in California, it's hot as fuck. So, yeah. Rick and Morty returned last night. I watched it. I'm going to rewatch it because there's always Easter eggs. You're going to find out some crazy ass shit that was revealed in previous seasons. Probably the fourth season. And it's Labor Day. So I stayed home, of course, because also it's hot. It's hot. I know that people were losing power. People were overheating. I went out for a little bit after the sun went down. I felt like a vampire. And then, by the way, I saw that they're doing a remake of Interview with the Vampire. Why? When it comes to vampires, and yes, I know a lot of people who don't like them. I used to not like them, and then I love them now. Give a shout out to one of my friends. She said she doesn't like vampires, but it's like, well, yeah, but you know, you got True Blood. You got Eric Northman. Wow. I mean, yes, I saw the Northman, but then you have Eric Northman.
You're not afraid.
I'm no stranger to dead bodies.
The streets can be dangerous at this hour. A lady should really be more careful.
If I meet a lady, I'll let her know.
That is a lovely dress. I'm sorry about all the blood.
It's, fine.
This should cover it.
Thank you, Mister.
You didn't see this bull man?
No.
And you gave her your blood?
It didn't work.
You ever heard of anything like this? Surprisingly, no. Pam, Chow. I thought in over 1,000 years I'd seen everything there was to see.
Dallas? To help look for this missing vampire, you'll let Lafayette go?
No, you nearly died last night. You are not going to Dallas.
Well, I can make up my own mind.
Texted you 3 times. Why didn't you reply?
I hate using the number keys to type.
What are you listening to? From my younger days. It's really quite beautiful if you know old Swedish. I have a favor to ask of you.
A favor or an order?
Depends on how you look at it. Honestly, did you think you could keep her to yourself?
I mean, come on. How can you not like that? I know. You don't like vampires, I understand. But that's Eric Northman and Bill Condon, but really Eric Northman of True Blood. And there's a lot going on in True Blood, and that's why I love it. I know some people who don't like it, and that's understandable. And yes, toward the end of the series, it got a little messy because then there's too many characters, and it's like, what the fuck is going on here? You know what I mean? I saw something very interesting that I wanted to talk about. Because I love films. Of course, this is the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast, and I love music. And I've always thought of going to Burning Man, and I want to give a shout out to Strombo because he went. I think this was his 7th burn. And I came across this picture of Black Rock Bijou, which is a theater that they set up, a little tiny theater where you can watch movies in the middle of the desert. And I thought that is such a great idea. And they play classics. And I mean, it's not like they're playing Top Gun Maverick. And I know many of you like that. And that's fine. That's your prerogative. I didn't even like the first Top Gun. And I'm being honest. I'm being very honest. Yeah, of course, you've got that song, Danger Zone. Yeah, it's the 80s. And Meg Ryan is in the movie, and Anthony Edwards, and Val Kilmer when Val was very, very young. And Tom Cruise. I'm not really a big Tom Cruise fan. I'm just not. I liked Born on the 4th of July, and that's it. I didn't even like Jerry Maguire. It's like, yeah, show him the money. More like show him a better script. But I digress. I really digress. It's a crazy day. It's a weird day. And I thought I'd mention this because 10 years ago, I lost a very good friend and professor whom I had known since I was little. My mother has been teaching for 40 years, and this professor hired my mother. So I had known her from the time I was 2 to the time I was 31 when she died. She died today, 10 years ago. Professor Walker. And what's interesting is, see, I had known her my entire life. And then when I was in my 20s, she became my professor. So then I no longer could call her by her first name. I had to call her Miss Walker. But she knew how smart I was. So it's like I couldn't put one over on her because she knew. And I liked that because she got me to start talking in class. And she liked that because she liked class participation. Because she said to me one time, she wanted me to take an art class. And she says, I know you already took an art class, but please. And I said, why? You'll get them to talk. I said, okay. Because she felt that I was confident enough to strike up conversations during the class. And you know, and I knew about Salvador Dali, and I knew about Frida Kahlo and Magritte, oh my God, and Picasso and Van Gogh. In fact, I interviewed her in 2004 about Salvador Dali because she saw Salvador Dali on a boat. Her and her family were coming back from Europe because she was married at the time to a gentleman who was in the military, and that some of their kids were born in Europe, I think. Hopefully one of them, she's a friend, they're both friends of mine, correct me on this. And I interviewed her, and she remembers Salvador Dali was on the boat, and he had a long cigarette holder, she said, in a cape. By the way, she was married at the time to Mr. Walker. I don't know if I ever met him. But anyway, and but they were coming back from Europe. And so she told me that. And I remember I interviewed her, and then I had to run it by her so that she could fix it to make sure that I said everything she said word for word. Okay. Because she knew I was just intrigued by Salvador Dali. I mean, how could you not be intrigued by him? He was very, very eccentric. In fact, funnily enough, when I graduated from college, she got me a book called Oddballs and Eccentrics. So she knew me all too well. She really did. And today I was sparked with a conversation by my friend Trent, whom I want to just give you a shout out. I want to have you on the show because you really intrigued me. We were talking about Matthew Barney, this filmmaker who used to be with Bjork. We're both intrigued by Bjork. How could you not be intrigued by her as an artist, as a musician? Everything that she does, it's very original. There really is nobody for her to copy from. There really isn't. Her sound, her stylistic approach, and her acting. She's a very good actress. And I had seen her in The Northman and Dancer in the Dark. But he said that he felt the Northman held back. I disagree, because it was violent as much as it could be. If you think of especially the interrogation scenes, oh, God. But, yeah, you know, to each his own. But, yeah, I would love to have you on the show just to talk about art and music and film. And he sent me a book one time. It was a Joan Crawford book on etiquette and cooking, of course, from Joan Crawford. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a wild day, and it's just hot and it's crazy. And, yeah, there's so much to say about that. When I do these shows, I want to immerse myself into the situations, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I read, and I love audiobooks, I really do. I've become such a nerd for audiobooks. Right now I'm listening to Miriam Margolyes' book, and then I'm going to try to listen to Scott Ian's book, and then I'm listening to Ice-T and Spike, Split Decision, recommended by Strombo, Strombo's Lit Book Club, and I wanted to give him a shout out because it's intense. So what I'm doing is I am alternating different books. Because, you know, I'll listen to them sometimes on my way to work, sometimes on a walk, sometimes before I go to sleep. And, yeah, you know, and I read books. I mean, there are so many books that you can't get on audio. I'm currently also reading Adam Nergal Darsky, A Confessions of a Heretic. Oh, God, I love Behemoth. And then I'm also about to read Paul Mooney for Black is the New White memoir. I loved Paul Mooney. And then I'm reading Al Jorgensen's book. I'm still trying to read it. I'll take them to work with me, and then what will happen is I never really get any downtime. Because you have to people. And it's not like I can drive and read. I do know some people who do that. But that's why I like audiobooks, is that when I would do my... I used to commute about 30 miles for work, and I would listen to the audiobooks the entire way. I went through so many audiobooks. For me, the most intense was Keith Richards, his autobiography of life. And it's read first by Johnny Depp, and then it's read by another gentleman. And then when I was listening to the last half, Keith Richards was reading it, and I literally cheered in my car. I love Keith Richards. Come on. Really, the leader of the Rolling Stones. So, yeah, when it comes to art, music, and film, I immerse myself deeply. I'll admit, I am in the wrong place. I live in a very small little town in Northern California. Yes, I am in the wrong place. And I want to give a shout out to my professor and friend, Miss Romler, Linda Romler, who once said to me, she says that I am a big fish in a little pond. And she's right. And she's right. Because artistically, all these ideas that I have, I mean, in fact, talking with Trent today kind of sparked my interest in thinking, you know, I could still make films, but not in the traditional way. I mean, I have a smartphone. I know how to use it. That sounded kind of naughty. And the other thing is, you know, and I'm not knocking on some of you, but here's my question. Why do you buy smartphones and then you don't even know how to work them? Some people, I understand, you're not tech savvy. You have to sit down and learn it. Okay, I'll help you learn it. But then they'll say to me, oh, I don't have time to fiddle with the camera. And you've had the phone for 3 years. Okay, then why did you buy it? Because they just want the bells and whistles. With these phones, I know how to use them. Sometimes I'll accidentally learn something. The screen recording, I only learned about a few years ago, which is kind of funny. So, yeah, you know, now I'm recording every fucking thing. But that's really my take on that is, why would you buy a phone or a tablet and you don't even know how to use it? You are not using it for its full potential. And then it's like our minds. It's like our brains. We are not using them to our full potential. So take time out. Don't enjoy the view, but learn it, you know. I think as we move in to this next spell of things, in terms of the human intuition and art and creativity, some people, I think, just assume that they're artists. They just, oh, they like art and they want to be artists. It doesn't work that way. Some of us are just born very weird and eccentric, and I've always had an artistic brain in terms of photography and in terms of writing and in terms of film and in terms of music. I can sing a little. I can take really great photos and really slice them open. And then at the same time, when I write, I always wrote poetry as if I was painting with the words. So some people think that's easy. It's not, because you have to keep challenging yourself. Yeah. And I'm so done with the Debbie Downers. There are so many Debbie Downers that I know, and I'm not going to name them, but it's like they'll say one thing and it's like, oh yeah, maybe this is happening. And it kind of just turns me off. It's like, then why are you talking to me? I've had people say to me, oh, I don't know what I'm doing with the show, that I should write fucking things down. Well, the reason why I don't write things down is because I know mentally what I'm going to talk about. Okay? And I know because I've done the research. But they assume that I don't, and that it's all over the place. And that's fine. You can assume that, probably because you don't really know my full potential and the full spectrum of how I internalize things and the osmosis process. Spell those words for me. But when you do a podcast, it really requires a lot of focus and creativity and imagination. And you really, and your voice has to be on a certain level, because you can't just scream into the phone or read all breathy, you know, breathless Mahoney. See what happens. For me, I think the one person who's taught me so much about podcasting is Jason Almey. He's got that voice. He has a radio voice. It's nice. It's baritone. It's thick. You know. Yeah. Talking about his voice, people. Not you know what. And then how he formulates the ideas, and then talking about the semantics of film. And he has a film degree. And yeah. I keep meaning to have him on the show again. It's been a while. I think because everyone's schedule. The way I do this is I just put my microphone in, and then we either go on Instagram or we go on Facebook or whatever, and we record. That's how we do it. I don't need all this equipment. One time I was doing voiceovers for work for these instructional videos, and I was so just overwhelmed by all the equipment, because I was like, I don't use all that equipment. I tried. I still have some of it. I paid money for it. I never used it except maybe once. And it's like too much. It's too much. Yes, it's kind of like the bells and whistles of the phones. You don't take time out to learn it. So yes, I am guilty of that myself. But not with the phones. Because with the phones, you know, there's always something to learn about it. I think people just assume, oh, you know, you can, you know, they don't even know how to do their email. So yeah. Here's my thing with planning. There are times that I'm a very good planner, and then there are times that I am not a very good planner. And, you know, if we're going to go, like, out of town, or we're going to go to a show, and they just think, oh, we're just going to do the parking there, it doesn't fucking work that way. Because parking prices go up, okay? They go up. And I'm just reminded that Sunday I'm going to go see Nine Inch Nails. So I got it. Speaking of parking, I got to jump on that parking bandwagon right there. Right after I finish this show. So, yeah, you know, it's Labor Day, or as my friend once said, it's Crazy Day. That whole stupid shit of wearing white after nobody fucking cares. Who fucking cares? People are too much into this shit. And the pumpkin spice latte. I wanna talk to my audience really quick. I have an underlying condition. Some of you know about it. When they told me I couldn't drink Frappuccinos anymore, I said, fine. Or alcohol, I said, fine. Some of you, though, oh, I knew someone in my past who said, oh, my God, if I couldn't drink, I would just kill myself. And it's like, well, that's what's going to happen if you continue and you're sick like that. You know, come on. So I know my strengths and my weaknesses, and Frappuccinos, no thank you. But some of you just take it to the hilt with these pumpkin spice lattes. No offense, but get a life. Get a life, okay? It doesn't really have any pumpkin in it. It's all artificial flavors. It's sweeteners. It's all this other shit. And then people who want to do the 12 pumps of classic, that really is diabetes in the making. I hope you know that. And it really bothers me when people are so arrogant. Oh, I took a diabetes test and I don't have it. Why would you say that to someone who does? That's so fucked up. Or like, oh, I get those for free. I think some of you just don't get it. You don't fucking get it in terms of your language and your verbiage. And so, yeah. And it pisses me off. It pisses me off. Oh, I don't have it, but you do. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. But you know what? I take care of it. I don't order fucking Coke or Pepsi before every meal. That really is loading the gun. I love how people think they're not going to get it, but eventually it's going to catch up to you. Too much sugar, it's going to catch up to you. I know people who are trying to lose weight and they always say, oh, I can't figure out why I'm not losing the weight. Yeah, because you're still drinking soda. You're not even supposed to fucking drink soda. Let's get real, okay? See, it riles me up. It riles me up. That's why I always have to do the focus of the film and the music. Is because that really riles me up. Is because some of you just think, I'm a Sagittarius. I get it. I think I'm immortal. I'm not. And it's scary. It's scary when you have to take a health moment and really just, you have to pound it. You have to pound it out. And in terms of weights and in terms of doing cardio. So people who think that they have it made or that other bullshit, oh, I'm going to heaven. You think you got it made. That is so fucking arrogant. Get your head out of your ass, please. Please. I know.
What? I thought this was a film podcast.
Oh, I can say what I want because this is my fucking show. Okay? I can say what I want. Say it how I feel. And, but yeah, some of you just need to simmer the fuck down. So that's the Dr. Seuss film podcast. Before we go, I want to play something for you. I'm sure I won't get in trouble for this. This, of course, is for my late friend and professor, Miss Walker, who loved Beethoven. Here you go. Good night and pleasant dreams. We miss you. We'll be right back.